8:02 on a Friday morning. Welcome back to the Mornings with Ed show. Delighted to have you with us today on Earth Day. Nothing more appropriate than our next guests. On May 7th, there's the Laguna Beach Garden Club tour that's going to be taken. I understand it's almost sold out, and I'm excited about that. In the studio with us this morning to talk about that and a bunch of other stuff, Nancy England and Karen Nelson. Thank you both so much for being here this morning.
Our pleasure.
How are you today?
Wonderful.
Great.
Good, good. Good. So tell us about May 7th and the garden tour.
The Gate and Garden Tour, which is on its 17th annual extravaganza, will be on May 7th. The venue is the beautiful Water District downtown. We will start the tour at 10 a.m. and the VIP shuttles will take you to the 9 gardens. And it's going to be a great day. And we are almost sold out. We have about 30 tickets left. So if you haven't bought one, I'm just saying.
I love the fact that you just ran through the tickets. That's pretty good. 30 tickets left. How do we find you if we want to get tickets?
LagunaBeachGardenClub.org. And there's the event page is right on the homepage. And you can get tickets through there through Eventbrite.
All right. And that's not the only thing you got going on. On the 13th, what's happening then?
It's our regular garden club meeting, and Billy Goodnick, who's an amazing, hilarious speaker, will be speaking, and you can show up as a guest. We run September through May, so it'll be the last meeting of this garden year, but you're welcome to come. We meet at the Presbyterian Church downtown, 9:30 Friday morning, and Friday the 13th. Easy to remember.
It'll be a good luck day, though.
It'll be a good luck day. Go have some fun. Go listen to some things. Be inspired.
Yes. Now, and I love the conversation we had right before we went on air when we were talking about our city is currently running to be the most water-wise city in the country. We'd won this award honor 7 years in a row. We're in third place this time around. And I think more than anything else, it brings to attention. Forget whether you come in first, second, or third. I think attention to the fact of water conservation is important.
Yes.
With that said, are there for the novice gardener, are there water-wise plants you recommend?
Well, obviously there's like succulents and cactus, but we might be getting tired of those. Right. And there's plenty of other plants. Like, my current favorites are like Ming fern, which is in the asparagus fern family. You can't get rid of it unless you move. And it takes like zero water. And is this fluffy and very soft looking, looks like a fern. I mean, it's just beautiful. So there's lots of plants. And there's a whole lot of like Australian plants that are adapted to live with very little water. Native plants can be flowery and full and also low water. So yeah, I mean, you need to have that goal when you go to the nursery to look for plants that you're looking for low water. But there are plenty of things out there that aren't just cactus.
Right. What plants take up the most water? What plants need the most water to survive?
Lawn
is first, yeah.
Yeah, lawn and like roses and anything that's some fruit trees, but then you get fruit, so you know it's a little balancing.
Almonds, I understand, are almonds suck up a lot of water.
1 gallon per almond or something.
That's an insane amount.
Yes.
My God. So when you're working in your garden, do you consciously make an effort to save water with the plants that you put in?
I do. I have zones. I have a couple of zones that are higher water. That's sort of where my dog goes, so it automatically gets more water because I'm kind of cleaning up after her.
Washing
so
that down.
So that area, and that's also where I throw my dishwater, so it gets supplemental water that's not coming from a hose. And then I have other zones where it's practically no water, and I have a lot of pots that are practically no water. It's a matter of balancing it.
Right.
And you can have a little area of roses and beautiful things that you like that take a lot of water. Just have it be a little area of that and other areas of not that.
Right. A confined area, or find some crafty way of watering the plant that doesn't involve actually. Right.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. And well, how's your gardening, Karen?
My gardening is, we're still trying to build a house here in Laguna. And I think philosophically, we all need to embrace that a garden can be beautiful, but not whatever garden we have in our mind. If you go walk the Water District, which is great that that's our venue,
right.
It is one of the most beautiful gardens you've ever seen, and it is both water-wise and fire-safe. So
right.
I think philosophically we need to just get out of our heads that it's only an English garden is a beautiful garden.
Right, good point. And you make the point about over by the Water District that they have weddings there. That's a magnificent place to have a wedding.
Very beautiful venue.
It's spectacular.
It really is. So, cactus. You mentioned cactus. There's an attraction to cactus, especially us not being from Arizona. But I often see when I see people that have cactuses that they're not doing very well. They don't look like they're doing very
well. They're probably getting too much water.
That's what it is.
Isn't it crazy? I know.
So
there's a lot of plants that we tend to overwater because we think all plants need water. And it's like, no, some of them don't want any water. Some plants, especially Australian plants, they're used to summers without any water.
Right.
And I know, it just boggles the mind, but that's what they want, and they will suffer if they get too much water.
Right. So if I have a cactus, be sure
no
just...
Water.
No water. No water.
Wait until it wilts, which it never will.
So can people just walk up to you on the 13th, for instance, and get gardening tips from you? They can.
We have a speaker, Billy Goodnick, who is hilarious.
You said hilarious. What's funny about that guy?
The problem with power tools or what was his? I forget. Anyway, he's just I think he's written a book. He has a website and he is just really funny about people doing inappropriate things in gardens and advising you how to do more appropriate things.
Wow, I hope he hasn't seen the pictures.
But yes, anyone can just come to that meeting. At 9:30, it's meet and greet, and then at 10 o'clock, we have a business meeting for the garden club, and then at about 10:30, the speaker will begin. And the public is welcome. Please come.
Billy's angle is it's for the average gardener. You don't have to be an expert, and he also does budget-friendly. So
that's kind of
huge.
Barking up my tree right there.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go. So you mentioned lawns earlier, sucking up all the water. Now, I don't have a lawn, but I have an area. Every week, I purchase sod. And is that worse than anything else because I'm supporting this? Are sod farms just sucking our water out?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, they are.
All right.
And there are... What are you doing with this?
Well, I put it in a plastic tray and it's out on the deck and the dogs, can utilize that.
Yeah. Okay.
So yeah, I buy like one piece of sod and then, so tell me how much that's sucking up more than lawn.
Well, I don't know, but
it's bad.
But the growing of it is...
Everything's bad. I'm I may as well be out in the ocean choking a whale, right?
Exactly.
Okay. All right. So May 7th, the Gayton Garden Tour happens. There are 30 tickets left. Give us the way that people contact you again to get those tickets.
LagunaBeachGardenClub.org, and it's right on the homepage. It'll talk about the tour. You click on it. It'll take you to the ticket selling, and if there's any left, good luck.
Yes, and also, if we do have tickets, you can show up at the Water District on that day, and we may have some tickets available.
Mm. But it's doubtful.
But it's doubtful.
You ever find there's like shady people hanging out front going, hey, I got tickets, you need tickets?
We haven't found that yet.
No, we get phone calls with people begging, and we're like, we told you it was going to sell out.
Yes.
Before I let you go, the remainder of the year, after the April 13th meeting, what do we have planned?
May 13th is our last meeting of the year, and then we start again in September. So we take the summer off because we have to tend our lovely own gardens.
Okay, fantastic.
Yes.
It was wonderful seeing you both here today. Karen Nelson, Nancy Englund, thank you. Always welcome back. Please let us know when you've got something happening.
Indeed.
All right, have a great rest of the day.
Thank you so much.
8:12 the time.